Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. See what everyone's talking about.
Well, good afternoon. The cattle future today rallied back just a touch here. We were up on the June live cattle. We were up 40 cents at 118.62. The August $1.70 higher at 122.05. That's the highest levels we've seen since about the second week of April. They were just over 124 at the peak in April, and we're 122. So we rallied almost all the way back of what the market gave back. The feeder cattle are down 12 in May at 135.25. That feeder cattle index is still below the market. It's down around 130.15 as of yesterday. So we're still at a premium here, and that contract goes off May 27th. So we're winding it down. The June hogs today were down 92 at 111.17. They've come off their high still a little bit. Over the last 3 or 4 days, they went up to about 115. So still above critical moving averages and everything. But that's been on about a six-month rally here on the hog market. It's been really impressive. The box beef at midday today was up again. It was up $2.84 at $311.95. The select was up $2.59 at $296.35. So box beef continues to just be rocking and rolling here. Seems like new highs every day.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The grain futures market today gained back some of yesterday's losses. We had the May corn up 11.5 at 7.59. We had the December corn at 6.11, up 2 cents. We're right there, 2 days removed from the contract high, but we're right there at it. Tomorrow we have a USDA report, which will probably have some pretty big implications for the grain prices. We'll talk about that in a second. The beans are up 17 to 27, with November beans up 17 and a quarter at 14.31 and a half. They're also right on their highs. Kansas City July wheat was up 7 at 7.10 and a half. So tomorrow at 11 a.m. we have the next USDA report. It's going to give us wheat production. It looks like all wheat 1.871 billion bushels. That's the average guess. Last year it was 1.826. Hard red winter wheat 711 million bushels, or last year it was 659. So pretty big increase in wheat production overall. I know in southwest Oklahoma the wheat crop looks pretty phenomenal at this point, better than in most other places from my understanding. The other parts, ending stocks, it looks like 846 million bushels for wheat, 1.27 billion bushels for corn, and 117 million million bushels for soybeans. Those are all a little bit lower than last month.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.